For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The Commission Scolaire de Montréal will hold a pet day for all of its institutions on Friday, September 27th, so staff and students can take part in the major climate change rally scheduled to take place in Montreal next week. The Commission Scolaire said that this exceptional move on its part reflects a desire to support the cause of the climate emergency. One of the organizers of the climate march said he hopes other school boards will follow the Commission Scolaire's lead. Likewise, several universities, including Concordia, the University of Montreal, and the University of Sherbrooke, have cancelled afternoon classes to facilitate student participation in the march. Starting a new parliamentary session in Quebec City, Premier François Legault has given federal party leaders a list of demands for Quebec, a list aligned with the CAQ's nationalist agenda. Legault says he wants federal powers to ensure Quebec is free to make its own choices in all areas related to its existence. Quebec demands more power over immigration, including full control over the number of immigrants in each category, as well as the conditions of permanent residency. The list also urges federal leaders to respect Bill 21 and commit not to challenge it in court. In addition, Quebec demands application of Bill 101 to all businesses under federal jurisdiction, as well as management of the single income tax. Premier Legault reiterated before the National Assembly, quote, "I want the federal parties to commit to respecting Quebec's choices in these areas, which are fundamental for our nation." Amazon confirmed that the new Lord of the Rings television series will be filmed in New Zealand. The television adaptation will explore new storylines preceding the first trilogy, The Fellowship of the King. Amazon Studios said in a statement that it had found a, quote, "majestic location with world-class sets." Few details have been revealed about the high-budget project, but there has been speculation Amazon could spend up to $1 billion on the series, according to Sky News. Production would begin in the city of Auckland in the coming months. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.